Hello, my imaginary friends. It's Wednesday, the 21st of July, 2010. I'm Simon. This is my audio boo. It's just on 10 in the morning. I'm driving to client's site. Just had a listen to Andy's latest audio boo. Got a little tip for you on the 5 minute, recording 5 minute audio boos while you're driving, Andy. Little tip for you. Does your car have a clock? Does your car have a clock? Most cars these days tend to have a clock in the dashboard somewhere. So when you start your audio boo, have a look at the clock and then add 5 minutes to the time that's displayed on the clock, and that will give you a rough indication of when you should stop talking. On the other hand, I did quite like the idea that Andy's audio boost lasts a lot longer than, he talks a lot longer than 5 minutes, because then that allows me the opportunity to, you know, to give him the benefit of the doubt that the most interesting and quintessential and entertaining and just most dumbfoundingly awe-inspiring elements of audio Andy's audio boo appear after the 5 minute mark, and therefore I don't get to hear them. On the word game with the conference calls, I could see it would be an interesting exercise to try and come up with the abstract examples of word usage in a context of recording an audio boo. So it may be a little exercise in brain power, but the challenge surely is much, much greater because of the audience that you have. When you're on a business conference call and you have a business audience of people that aren't aware that you need to insert a certain word into the conversation without it being, obviously, the subtlety is make it look like you would have used that word anyway, that nobody would notice that you were using that word specifically because you had been challenged to do so. So I think that must be the challenge, rather than just doing it in a context where people know that you've got to say it. So, okay, while I agree that it would be an interesting exercise to just use the word in an audio boo, it's actually using it in a real conference call where people are not in the joke. I think that's the challenge. And to me, that challenge seems to be a challenge that would equate, a bit like trying to push a vagina into a pineapple. I got that all the way around, didn't I? Damn it! Ah. Oh, dear. A pineapple into... it's interesting that Andy can't use the word vagina. He can't bring himself to use the word vagina in his audio boo, but he's perfectly happy to say bollocks. Why is that, Andy? Yes, I do wonder. On the subject of dreams and universes and all that sort of thing, I too found that concept fascinating as a child, that an atom looks very much like a solar system. And what if in that atom was a solar system inside, or what if our solar system is an atom in something else? Yes, I definitely thought that sort of thing. And it's interesting that it's also considered in a dreaming context. And the other context where that concept comes up is in Sophie's World. I'm not sure if you've read that book. If you haven't, Andy, I thoroughly recommend it. It's a very, very good book indeed, a real classic. But the way it's explored in Sophie's World is that that it's a book, and that you might be in a book. Somebody else might be reading a book about you, and you think you're real, but you're actually in a book. That's that. So can you see how similar that concept is? Right, well, I can see from the clock on my car that my 4 minute mark has been breached, so my audio boom must come to a natural conclusion. So thank you very much, everyone, for listening. I have had two good nights sleep the last two nights, so I'm feeling more human now. I don't have the constant headaches, but thank you for your concerns, and hopefully I can keep on top of things. So thanks again for listening, and I'll speak to you again maybe tomorrow. Thanks, take care.